Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is 1227A, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from, as I said, and we appreciate you doing that. The stories this week, I'm going to give you an update from the latest in the longevity conferences first, and then we'll talk about a couple of the medical stories this week. But this is the longevity is the next disruptor story, as well as the Roizen rule for a younger you story. That is, what does therapeutic plasma exchange do to help people regain their memory? That's right, therapeutic plasma exchange, and there are a couple companies like Longevity Edge, which I am a part of, a consultant to, and a couple other companies that do this. This came out of the AMBAR studies. It really was some data from the convoys that they started with parabiosis, that is, young rat to old rat hookup. The young rat became old, the old rat became young. They looked for a long time to find what was it in the young plasma that made the old rat young. It wasn't that at all. It was getting rid of the old plasma in the old rat that make him or her younger. Well, that got to therapeutic plasma exchange, which is a system where you get two IVs, you put out your blood in one, it gets the red cells get cleaned and give back to you. You get rid of the old plasma, get saline and albumin, and sometimes some immunoglobulins in the what you get back to replace it. The people who do it, I've referred about 9 patients as of this time. 8 of them have felt euphoric at the end. And in the randomized controlled trials in early dementia, early Alzheimer's, it reversed, not stabilized, not slowed the decline. It reversed the cognitive dysfunction. Well, Dr. Kiprov and the Buck Institute under Eric Verdin have looked carefully at what is it, and they've done huge number of proteins and epigenes and genes and age clocks, etc., to try and find out what it is. And again, a randomized controlled trial, much smaller than the AMBAR study. But what they have found and reported at the latest meeting was that a compound that tells your immune system not to attack your old cells seems to rise in the plasma of the elderly, put out by the old cells, if you will, to protect them from being attacked. Now, before I get to this, let me just remind you that we are sponsored by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum. You can go to their website, lifefirstnaturals.com, to see the randomized double-blind controlled trials on that, as well as longevityplaybook.com, our website, where you can sign up for the free weekly newsletter. And in fact, one of the sponsors of our coaching program that will be coming to you within 2 or 3 months. But in the meantime, let me go back to this, why does therapeutic plasma exchange work, we think? Well, it turns out, if you look at cancer, why does your immune system not immediately get rid of cancer cells? It's because the cancer cells send out a signal to the immune system, what we call to the checkpoint, and says, immune system, check yourself. I'm actually a normal cell. It fools the immune system by sending out a protein that tells the immune system not to attack it. Well, it appears that old cells do the same thing, but not in the same way. They send out a specific interleukin 11 that goes up as we age. Why don't we age when we're in utero or in under 30? Well, we do a little bit, but the real reason is we get rid of those old cells. your old cells are like a piece of rotten fruit in a fruit bowl. They send out a signal to the other fruit, get rotten. We can think of why it was useful for us teleologically. We'd send out a signal because mainly it was bleeding out that was a problem when we were attacked by the spear of a warrior or another animal, and we'd bleed. So you'd form a connective tissue, a scar tissue, if you will, and that's what happens with old cells, but that deteriorates your ability to function, and obviously in joints causes joint pain, etc. In the heart, it causes inability to contract as well. In the lung, inability to breathe as well, etc. And in the brain, it blocks pathways so you don't have the good memories. Well, it turns out that the cells, the old cells, send out a signal after about age 30. We don't know if they send it out before then, but now we've gotten data that after age 30, they send out a signal called interleukin 11 that tells the immune system, other immune cells, don't attack. This is a good cell. Well, it isn't a good cell. So one of the things that we've learned that plasma exchange does, and it correlates directly with the ability to get younger or functional younger, at least, is that it gets rid of the interleukin 11 from the old cells, which allows your immune system to start attacking the old cells, getting rid of your old cells so that you have new cells replacing them, that you recycle the parts of the old cell. So that is one of the big breakthroughs because it gives us a biomarker, interleukin 11, that's a protein that you can find in the blood. It's a cytokine that you find in the blood, and you can follow that to see when you might need something like that therapeutic plasma exchange, which is like an oil change for your plasma. So that was one of the big breakthrough stories in aging research. If we have biomarkers for early Alzheimer's and biomarkers for aging of our cells and know a technique to get rid of them and to improve, we can do an awful lot at staying younger for longer and being productive younger for longer. What are the top stories of this week? Let's go to those stories. The Well Beyond Wellness is that at community level, social and environmental factors are tied to when you develop cognitive impairment. What were the major hazards of cognitive impairment? It actually is, believe it or not, this is crazy. It is particulate matter in the air and southern schooling. That's right. When they looked in this large study across the United States, the things that increased dementia in the environment were if you had your grade school and high school in a southern school, even if you lived in the north, or had a high particulate matter, such as put out by some of the old-fashioned coal power plants or steel mills, if you had that in your area. Or, obviously, particulate matter is what you get when you smoke or vape. What's the message here? Well, since 1974, the Environmental Act that Nixon signed into law, our air in the United States has gotten incredibly cleaner, about 5.8 years cleaner per person. That's a huge change, meaning you get a 5.8-year longer combination period of life expectancy and disability-free life expectancy. Major change from 1978 because of the Clean Air Act that Nixon signed into law. So that's a tremendous benefit, and it benefits cognitive functioning, but you can do even better by making sure your home is 7 blocks from a major freeway or place where diesel trucks run. And 2 is if you get schooled in the north, east, or west, and not in the southern part of the country. I don't know whether that still pertains, but I know the particulate matter will pertain. That is our longevity is the next disruptor. and a Roizen Rule for a Younger You stories as the second stories, if you will. And the Well Beyond Wellness story is, in fact, this community-led particulate matter. One of the other stories, and this is the Wellness Foreplay story, is relates to CTE, that is the encephalopathy from trauma. And what they have found out is those people who get aggressive, so some people with encephalopathy get passive, some stay the same in personality, some get very aggressive and go to kill people, as I think was one of the cases in one of the football players, tight end from Boston, as I understand it. But in fact, it is a family history of mental illness in your family. And if you get chronic traumatic encephalopathy on top of that, you're much more likely, two times more likely, to be aggressive than if you don't have a family history of mental illness. Now, our happy story on the Wellness Foreplay is that yoga done in patients with cancer often get depressed, anxious, etc. If you do yoga with it, it has a major benefit in decreasing depression. So our stories this week, do yoga or teach yoga or help someone who has cancer get to yoga studio. That's the Wellness Foreplay happy story. The Wellness Foreplay not so good story is if you've got a family history of mental illness, you really should try and avoid those sports where you might get chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, because you'll become very aggressive and might do things you don't want to do when you were sober, if you will, or not having the encephalopathy. And the major story on the Well Beyond Wellness is avoid places with high particulate matter or southern schooling. Those things will help you avoid cognitive impairment. And our lead story, that is the story about what it is in your blood you want to have measured to see if you're aging, and that getting rid of it seems at least correlates with a decreased aging and a decreased brain dysfunction in therapeutic plasma exchange, measure or get rid of interleukin 11. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. This is episode 1227A of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thank you for downloading us. We hope you will have or have had a happy start to your holiday season and a happy holiday season. Keep listening. We plan to continue to broadcast on Radio MD and iHeart or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing it. A special thanks at this time of year to our engineer who's been with us an awful long time, and of course to our sponsors. Go to their website. Even just visiting them will make it good for us. Life'sFirstNaturals.com and LongevityPlaybook.com. While you're there, sign up for the free services on both at Longevity Playbook. It's a weekly newsletter, soon to come a not-for-free coaching program, both oral and written. You can change whichever you want. We've got a great nurse that's an AI nurse who speaks 44 languages and is very empathetic in the coaching program. Thanks again. If you want more information, you can actually write me at drmikerealage@gmail.com. And remember, the B segment this week, sensational. One of my favorite guests of all time. He's back. Michael Bruce, the sleep doctor. He is known as the sleep doctor. And he's got a new book, Sleep, Drink, Breathe. And he's got some great insights to talk to you about it. Tune in to the B segment. Thanks again.